Demetrius is heading to this church, and John sends this letter with him. And there is a man named Gaius there who's very special. And so John writes this blessing for him, this prayer for him at the very beginning of the book. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2 says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." When John, the apostle, an old man now, is writing to Gaius, this guy who he just really thinks a lot of, really loves, he does it in this form of this letter, and he follows the standard form of a letter in their day. This is how they all wrote. We have samples of letters from the first century, and this is how they always wrote. And that's why the epistles are the way that they are. They would first greet them, but in the greeting they'd tell who they are, which makes a lot of sense. You know, in ours, when we get a letter, you have to go to the end of it to find out who's writing you. This one, they put it at the very beginning, so you know who's writing you the letter, and so it's kind of neat. And then they would have a prayer for the individual, and then they have the body of the letter, and then they close off with a greeting, say, "Greet everybody, you know, I greet you," and all that kind of stuff. And so it's sort of like the first greeting, except it's closing out the letter. And so John follows the same pattern that was here. In fact, as he does this greeting, because that's where this verse is found, it was so much a part of Roman society in their day that they would abbreviate Latin letters. They would put these letters in, S-V-B-E-E-V. And instead of writing stuff out, they would just throw in those letters because everybody knew what that meant. In the Latin, it meant these words: if you are well, that's good, I'm well. And so instead of writing all that, they just, like we sort of have in our email texting, you know, we use symbols for stuff. You don't use the word for, you put a for. So they simply put those letters in. Everybody knew what that meant as they were writing these letters. And so he greets him and he says, "I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health as your soul prospers." He calls Gaius, the guy who's writing to, four times beloved. It means John must just really have cared a lot for this man. Four times in 15 verses, he says beloved as he addresses him. And so he's really got this connection with him. And then he gives him a prayer. He prays this: "I ask God to provide." That's what he's praying for, that God would provide him these things. First, he's asking God to provide material blessings, that you may prosper in all things. We want him to prosper, have many, many things at his disposal to use. Not only that, and he also tells us how much. He said, "just as your soul prospers." Now, that's where the big key comes in there. And then he says he wants him to have physical blessing and be in health. Now, why would John want Gaius to have physical health and to have a lot of money? Well, the reason is because he was regularly involved in helping people who John was sending out and others were sending out as missionaries to share the gospel. And when they went out, they weren't getting any help from anybody else. And so the church would take them in, they would provide for them, and then they'd help them move on in their journey by giving them money. And he says, you're doing well if you do that. In fact, you become a co-worker with him, a co-laborer with him. That's why we in missions do the stuff that we do, because we become co-laborers with the people who are involved in those mission endeavors. But that's why he wanted to make sure that Gaius had this. He didn't want Gaius just to get filthy rich, pig out on his wealth. He wanted him to use the wealth for the kingdom, because that's what he was doing. And so he was asking God to provide for him that he might always have the resources to be able to handle this. And so he does that. But in doing that, he says that you may have material blessings and physical health as your soul prospers. What would happen to you if in your soul's condition, your spiritual condition, if all of your material wealth and all of your physical health equaled your spiritual health? Some people would be fabulously wealthy and have health that would just be marvelous. But other people would be needing to go to the emergency room and hoping that the government would pick up the tab, because they'd just be, if they measured their life by the spiritual nature, they'd be in trouble. Whenever I've read that verse, it's always hit me, wow, how would it be for me? How would it be if I looked at that? I know how it was for me physically. When I found out that I physically had a problem, I had to make a change. Well, maybe there's problems in your life spiritually. Maybe you need to make a change. That's okay. It's not a problem that you, I mean, it's not disaster that you're there. What's disaster is if you don't make a change. How do you make a change? Well, for Gaius, he drew close to the Lord. He knew the Lord. And because of him walking with the Lord, he walked in love throughout his life. And that's how God wants us to walk. Draw close to the Lord so that you might walk in love with Him. The testing of your soul. It's a good way to test that out. Now, I chose this picture for a reason, for the verse for this week. You see that tree? Ain't that a marvelous tree? I like to see these trees that have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. That have, and this one's been around, it's been through a lot of different seasons of years, don't you think? Look at the size of it. I mean, here are people underneath it. You know, and it's covering that. And to me, that just shows a picture of a prospering element within God's nature. That not only now so big that it provides, it has stuff it needs for itself. I mean, look at all those leaves that are on it. But it provides for people. The people are coming underneath it for shade and picnic and fun, and is providing for others. Well, may it be in our life that our spiritual life is such of a nature that it prospers well. And then God will prosper us physically, prosper us materially, so then we can be used to help others as we walk in the world. Let's pray. Thanks, Lord, for providing us with an understanding of a way to check how we are. Would you please work in us, because none of us have yet achieved the level that we desire of our spiritual condition, because we desire to be like your Son, the Lord Jesus. By your grace, work in us and mold us and fashion us till we become like Him. In those areas where we need change, Lord, by your grace, help us that we might change. As we read your word, would your Holy Spirit please effect that change deep within us and move us so that we might walk always as your people, bringing glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.